Grabación en inglés. English language recording. Bienvenidos al diario del Pato Cuervo. Welcome to the diary of the Pato Cuervo, Patillo, also known as, in English, as Crow Duck. Welcome to the diary of the Crow Duck. I had done 50 reasons why Trump should not be elected president of the United States in Spanish, and given that these are elections in the United States today, I wanted to do the English version of it. So here it is. Here are the 50 reasons why Trump sucks. Number one, his comedian in New York said that Puerto Rico was an island of trash. And those who say that, oh, it was the comedian's joke, first of all, it was no joke. It was offensive and it wasn't funny. And it was definitely something that gets goes through the channels, the powers that be at the Republican Party. So there you go. This pseudo-comedian called Puerto Rico an island of trash, a trash island. A trashy comment. There you go. That's the joke. Number two. Haitians are eating dogs and cats. That was said by Trump himself. Haitians are eating dogs and cats. That was said by Trump himself. So therefore, we know that that's the kind of thinking that goes through his brain, if we can call it that. Though we didn't know, we didn't need him to say that to know how he thinks. Three, the enemy within. He said that about Americans, the enemy within, which is the most preposterous thing you can say. Also because he talked about sending the military to take care of the enemy within. Horrible. Four, January 6th, that is perhaps the most widespread, widely agreed, common sense reason why we shouldn't vote for him today. Five, Mexicans are rapists. Some of them might be good people, he said. So we didn't need him to, we didn't need to wait years to know, to hear him say stuff about Haitians or to condone the Puerto Rico is trash comment. We knew from the get-go, from his initial kickstart, that he was racist. That's it. Six, he wants to deport all undocumented people in what is an impossible task, okay? Second of all, even the attempt would be horrendous because it would require that he open concentration camps in the United States, which is not unheard of in American history. And so that's not only scary, but deranged, deporting 10, 15, however many undocumented people there are in the United States. Seven, he said that immigrants are poisoning the blood of this country, that's the most fascist statement perhaps he's ever made, which is a lot to say. And yes, he's a fascist, according to his own general who served under him, Kelly, but we'll get to that one in a minute. Number eight, there are good people on both sides. He said that during the protest at Charlottesville, okay? And that is something that equates protesters, legitimate protesters, with neo-Nazi torch-carrying criminals. Nine, he calls Kamala Harris a mentally retarded person in those words, and that is childish, idiotic, and wrong. 10. The foreign press has it right for the most part, and they point out that Trump is a danger to democracy in the United States and just not a great option, quite the opposite. And though some American press points at that fact, it's good to hear it from the foreign press because they can see the big picture in a way that the press here cannot. Number 11, Elon Musk gave support to Donald Trump and sort of backing him up with his X, Twitter, whatever social media empire. So therefore, that shows that he's got the backing of one of the most nefarious, just sort of anti-democratic billionaires there are. Same thing with Jeff Bezos. Number 12, he has the backing of Jeff Bezos, who actually censured the Wall Street Journal. I'm sorry, the Washington Post. And so that shows you that these billionaires are actually scared of Donald Trump, particularly Bezos. Elon Musk wants to be, he is on the side of the big strong man. I think Jeff Bezos is actually more scared than anything that his business interests could suffer. So he chose to censure the Washington Post in order to protect his businesses, and therefore that's another reason why we shouldn't vote for Trump. Number 13, just recent, and this is not in order, this is just like 50 items that came up quickly as I thought why people should not vote for Trump. 13, the owner of the LA Times also stopped his editorial board from publishing what they were going to publish against Trump. Okay, so we have, and by the way, the owner of the LA Times is also a billionaire. So that shows, that says a lot. That says a lot. And these are not direct Trump actions, but it says a lot about him. Says a lot about him. 14. While giving one of his last speeches, he pretended to give a blowjob to a microphone, which is just unbecoming of a president. We're not prudes here, but we want a little better kind of communication style, at the very least from a president or potential president. He acts like a ruffian, essentially. 15. This hits home in a horrible, in a very deep way, because number 15, Trump really boosted the separation of families at the border during his presidency, and just to take children away from mothers is something that is monstrous and fascist and just unthinkable in my mind that that could be a policy. But he really, really pushed that policy, which he didn't invent, I believe. You know, Obama was already heading in the wrong direction in that way, but Trump really boosted it and power charged it and turned it into something much more sinister. And there was abuse of minors in those, Well, separating a minor from a parent is abuse already to begin with, but then in those sort of quasi concentration camps or whatever you call them that he had to house people that were coming in, there are reports that a lot of abuse, many confirmed instances of abuse, physical, sexual, and otherwise, took place at those facilities. So that is something that just history will lay it out and shed light into. 16, when he lost the elections, he said he tried to commit fraud, essentially, which is something that he's done time and time again in different things, in different places, whether it be through business or taxes, or in this case, the election. He actually tried to find 11,000 votes. There is a recording of him saying, "Find me those 11,000 votes." So he tried to commit fraud after he lost the elections against Joe Biden. All right, 17. He's got a new form of immunity given to him, if I'm not wrong, by the courts. So that's a presidential immunity that is given now to the executive branch of government, meaning the president, which Trump will have if he were elected to be president. And granted, anybody who, or Kamala, would have it too. But Trump's tendencies, dictatorial tendencies, make this executive power carte blanche more dangerous. 18, he admires Vladimir Putin. That goes, that is very clear in the way he talks about him, and the way he treats him with utmost delicacy. But that is something that we do not want, somebody who admires a dictator. 18, and that takes us to number 19, which is essentially a branch of that. He not only admires Putin, but he admires other dictators, Orban, I think that's his name, in Europe. It's another strongman admired by Trump, and he's said nice things about the Duterte, the Filipino former strongman, and many others. And then he lashes out against actually democratic leaders. So he is really somebody who admires those ruthless, anti-democratic leaders. 20. He's a criminal. He's an actual criminal. 34 counts. So that's it. He's a criminal. He is actually, by the courts, a criminal. Number 20 or 21. He does not pay his taxes, or does not pay much taxes. He has said so to himself, and he thinks that makes him smart, even though he's incredibly rich, according to his own statements. And then he says that makes him smart not to pay taxes or to minimize his contributions to the system that we have in place. Given that he's a politician, he should be ashamed of that. 22, yeah, and this is related to the taxes, income tax situation. He had to be pushed to share his tax reports because he didn't want to. He didn't want to. The same thing with his health report. He does not share information, is not sort of honest and clear about his numbers, his finances with the American people. So there you go. That's another one. 23. When you're famous, they let you grab them by the pussy. He said that in the Access Hollywood tape. And not only has he said that, but he actually echoed that same statement towards the end of his campaign, which shows the kind of shamelessness that he possesses. All right, so there you go, number 23, they let you grab them by the pussy. This is recorded. Number 24, the Central Park Five, which was a very widely known case in which these kids were exonerated and found not guilty, and yet Trump really went after them, even publishing a sort of advertisement or press release saying that they should be punished, possibly given his past, for racial reasons. He is not a friend of non-white Americans, and he's not a friend of white Americans either. He pretends to be. 25, he accused Obama of not having been born in the United States. And he's kind of doing the same thing to Kamala by questioning her not so much her citizenship, but her allegiance to the United States. So in that sense, he's not, that's not new. He started during the Obama years questioning his citizenship, his birth, and that was done because he couldn't believe, he couldn't accept that a black man would be president of the United States. 26, he declared bankruptcy on multiple occasions during his business years. He declared bankruptcy on multiple occasions, which makes him actually not that great of a businessman. So why would somebody declare bankruptcy? Abuse the system. 27, he committed fraud during his time at Trump University, which was a scam. Part of me thinks, like, who would believe that Trump could be head of an academic institution? I mean, that's laughable, preposterous, pathetic. But even so, one has to feel sorry for these people, but also it shows the kind of character that somebody might have to commit fraud by setting up a sort of fake university. 28, he has been declared guilty of sexual assault. There you go. And not only that, but he has been accused more times than he has been declared guilty. So there's something there. Given his character, there's something there. 29, he brought in white supremacists to the White House. He brought in white supremacists to the White House and had dinner or lunch with them. And just really, really horrible characters that he brought in and embraced, and later claimed not to know that they were who they were, but he always claims not to know. Claiming ignorance is a kind of get out of jail card for him. 30, Kelly, a general who served in his cabinet as head of the cabinet, accused him of admiring Hitler and accused him of being a fascist in those words. Okay, so I don't know why some of the press, some of the liberal press actually has been saying like, oh, don't call him a fascist because then that's going to alienate people. Okay, well, his own assistant or his own head of the cabinet called him that. So why shouldn't we echo? And I'm glad the Democratic campaign actually got behind that because it's true. 31. I will be a dictator from day one, he said. I will be a dictator from day one. And, you know, he, like a typical narcissist, he hides behind this kind of jokey tone. But the truth comes out that way. And then he says, oh, I was joking, I was being ironic. The truth comes out through that, and like a typical narcissist, he hides behind those statements of that ambiguity, hides behind ambiguity in order to exploit the gray zones. 32. He was not loyal, disloyal to his own vice president, and in a horrible way. He was disloyal, as he has been to everybody, including the American people. He was disloyal to his own vice president. And when people started chanting that he should be put to death, Trump did not do much. So there you go. Quite the opposite. 33. He is extremely overly narcissistic, egotistical, megalomaniac. He is narcissistic, egotistical, and megalomaniac. And, you know, I think he's like really borderline sociopath, if you ask me. And it's displayed. It's displayed throughout throughout the years, his behavior has been displayed, and so there's nothing to do but to see and interpret. 34. He put down the John McCain, who was a national hero and a prisoner of war, in many ways, also including the fact that he didn't go to John McCain's funeral, but also when he was alive, he said, like, I don't like people who get trapped or who get caught in a way. Undermining John McCain's contributions to the United States, not only his political life, the army, the armed forces, I mean, all of that. So it's just something that shows you the kind of a disrespect that he has for people who have served. 35, he avoided the draft by claiming to have bone spurs in his feet, in his heel, or some bullshit made-up story that it was clearly a lie in order to get out of serving. And, you know, this kind of correlates and is underlined by the fact that he later is set to have stated that military people are suckers and losers. So perhaps he thought that from a very young age. 36, he was accused by the authorities, and his family was accused of not renting apartment buildings to African Americans in his buildings. Not renting apartments to African Americans in his buildings due to racial prejudice. And so therefore he has a long history of racial discrimination, not to mention his verbal pyrotechnics, putting people down. So this is actual stuff that is written in the books. 37. He had sex with Stormy Daniels. He cheated on his wife with a porn actress, just to be more accurate. He cheated on his wife with a porn actress and then denied it, and then denied it. And this brings us to number 38. He sent his lawyer, his fixer, to take care of that, and then threw him under the bus, and then threw him under the bus. So this is just a multiplicity of horrible behaviors. Number one, the actual behavior on cheating on his wife with a porn actress. I believe the wife was pregnant, if I'm not wrong. Then sending somebody to fix the issue in many different ways. His lawyer, his fixer, and then throwing him under the bus. There you go. So number 38. Number 39, he does not believe in climate change, and his actions speak louder than words. And he will not believe in climate change because he is dead set against it. And he ignores or overlooks or pretends to overlook the overwhelming scientific evidence. There you go. That's 39. 40. He put, during his term as president, he put judges that were ideologically compromised into the Supreme Court. He placed ideologically compromised judges in the Supreme Court. That is number 40. 41, and this is related to 40, he put in motion the wheels that ended up with the criminalizing of abortion and getting rid of Roe versus Wade in the United States, which had been a precedent in the books for like, what, 50 years or something like that, since 1973. So that is something that he did. And then on top of that, to add injury to crime, he washed his hands, as it were, saying that he did it in order to fortify state power. So that it's something that shouldn't be decided at the federal level, but that it should be decided at the state level. And that is just a kind of backtracking and a kind of typical narcissistic, ambiguous behavior that does not take ownership of the things that are done. Okay. 42, he wants to get out of NATO, and he, which is the something that keeps world order. And now NATO has done some many things wrong, and you know, it can be questioned, that's not the point, but he is just instead of moving carefully in this matter, is just completely doing it in a very immature and almost brutal way by saying, like, I'm just going to get out, and antagonizing allies. He antagonizes allies and embraces foes. 43. If people don't remember, well, I'm going to remind people that Trump's reaction to COVID was weak and contradictory. Weak and contradictory. Actually, deranged. Deranged, weak, and contradictory. And people suffered because of it. People died because of it. 44. He constantly insults states that are not, that do not back him up, including our beautiful state of California, which he has called by many horrible names. And he constantly insults California, which is in the top five of world economies and contributes to the United States in many ways, economically, culturally, culinary, in culinary ways, artistically. I mean, you name it, but he puts it down because he can't handle California, maybe. he's got a fake tan and he's jealous of people that actually have real tans. 45, he just nicknames his opponents in very immature manners, Sleepy Joe Biden, Crooked Hillary, you know, all these kind of little, even people in his own party, Little Marco, this horrible, like, tendency to nickname people, which is like a you know, it's like a 10-year-old acting out. And it's just shameful and foolish and childish. 46, during the protests that took place during COVID and during his presidency, in terms of Black Lives Matter and defund the police, he showed very little patience, and he showed that he couldn't navigate problematic internal U.S. situations. These were complex situations that happened. Anybody will tell you that, you know, when you have a sociologically difficult situation such as, you know, economic problems, racial problems, it's the summer and COVID and all of that, people will explode. Okay, and he didn't have the delicacy or the finesse to deal with such a complex, nuanced situation. He just wanted the National Guard to go out there and shoot at people. So that shows you the kind of how he acts under pressure. Number 47, he has said he will forgive the anti-democratic January 6th protesters, desecrators of the U.S. democracy, who are in jail, rightly so. So he has said he is going to forgive them. And in fact, he has hinted at the fact that he thinks they're national heroes or victims. So that's something. Number 49, he's a crybaby. He's a crybaby. He's like those players in sports who, as soon as they feel a little body contact, throw themselves on the floor, on the court or on the pitch, whatever you want to call it. So he's like that. He's a crybaby, and we don't want a crybaby as president. That's it. 49, 48. He's a crybaby. 49. His tan is fake, and it's badly applied, and that's just not a good image. That's just not a good image when you see his sort of pasty ear and orange cheek. Okay, pasty ears and orange cheeks is not a good look, and that's enough not to vote for him. All right. And number 50, and this is more of a, this is coming from the Latino side, which he has insulted time and again, particularly the Caribbean folks at Puerto Rico. He does not know how to dance. Trump does not know how to dance. You know, in the 19th century, it was said that people were judged by whether they could ride a horse or not. Well, for us, somebody who cannot dance or who dances so horribly like a robot is somebody who cannot be trusted. And so my message to the sizable Puerto Rican folks in Pennsylvania who have been insulted by this particular candidate: vote Kamala, or at the very least, do not vote for Trump. Thank you for listening to these 50 reasons why people, voters, should not support Trump. It's going to be a long day, and I'll see you on the other side of democracy. Thank you.